throughout chapters 11, 12, and 13, we've always said, look, you gotta think long term. If you're trying to make money really quickly, a lot of money very quickly, you know, you might do it. Chances are you're going to lose. It's not easy. And so let's take a look at the benefit of time. Here are four pie charts. And what are they representing? Well, the first one is all of them represent information about the sample mutual fund that we discussed in the presentation. That's been around since 1934, 84 years. And we want to see how well you've done over 1 year periods, 3 year periods, 5 year periods, and finally 10 year periods. So in the 1 year period, if you put your money in and then come back a year later, there's about a one third chance that you'll have less money than what you started with any 1 year. Well, remember, you paid the commission to get in, so you have to overcome that just to break even. And then, as we said, the stock market as a whole, you know, goes up about every 3 or 4 years. For every 1 year, it goes down. So about a third, you know, sometimes more, sometimes less. And so, not the best of crap shoots, huh? Not the best of rolls of the dice. But as long as we say, look, we're not in it for a year. This is not money we're going to touch for several years. And we go from 1 year to 3 years. Now, we've reduced our probability of losing from 1 in 3 to about 1 in 7, 1 in 8. Almost 1 in 8 we've gone down to. Yeah, because we've extended our time horizon. That's pretty darn good, don't you think? But what happens if we go to 5 year periods? We now gone down to 1 in 12. Yes, we have a much less chance, a much smaller chance of losing money over 5 year periods. And then if we simply think, you know, we're not going to touch this for 10, 20, 30 years, and that's how we think about stocks, especially if we're saving for our retirement or just to accumulate wealth over the long term, as long as we've left our money in for 10 years, there have never been negative periods with this particular mutual fund. Now, in the stock market as a whole, yes, there have been 10-year negative periods, but not that many. You have to go back to the Great Depression, and then 1970s, there was just, you know, they just barely touched zero, and then, of course, 2008 and 2009. So, the news is good. Again, if you just simply think long term, 5, 10, 15, 20 years or more, you should do well. Now, is that a guarantee? No. Excuse me. The world could end. There might not be any food at the Vons or gas at the Chevron station or clothes at the Gap or the cell phones might not be working or SDG&E is not pumping out electricity and the trash isn't being picked up and the schools, the hospitals, the banks, the fire departments, the police departments are all shuttered. You know, what's inside your Roth IRA, your 401k, it's not going to be that important. But I'm very optimistic that the next 20, 30 years should be the most prosperous years in the history of the world, considering what's going on with the global economy and how people, at least some of our responsible leaders, understand that the world is interrelated, interdependent. We're all on this ship together, folks. Spaceship Earth. And failure is not an option, in my humble opinion. But you never know. Nuclear war, we die in our own waste, meteorite, tsunami, earthquake, Ebola, disco returns. Yeah. Let's think positively. And so far, the optimists have been correct. let's hope for the best. See ya!